Now is the time to read the scripture today. 我们来读今天的经文。我们今天要念的经文是在马太福音22:23-33。Scripture passage that we're going to read next is Matthew chapter 22:23-33. 好吧，我们一起站立。我们来念黄色的字，先用中文，接着英文。好，我们一起来念。重新来念，撒都该人常常没有复活的事。那天他们来问耶稣说：“夫子，摩西说，人若死掉，没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。以前我在你们这里有弟兄四人，第一个娶了妻，死了，没有孩子，撇下妻子给丁东；第二、第三，直到第七个。”都是如此，末后妇人也死了。这样当复活的时候，他是七个人中哪一个的妻子呢？因为他们都娶过他。 In English, Jesus replied, You are in error, because you do not know the scriptures of the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead,Have you not read God's you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of death, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. You may be seated. 请坐。
大家好。Greetings to all. 我们开始之前我们一起祷告。
Now let's pray together before we begin.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
能够我们一同去敬拜你。
That we may come to worship you together.
能够被神你所拣选。
That we may be chosen by you.
能够把我们的信心放在主耶稣的身上。
That we may place our faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
都是主你的恩典。
And this is all because of your grace.
希望主你的恩典继续地去改变我们每一个人。
And may your grace continue to transform every single one of us.
以至到我们会盼望你再来。
So that we may... Hope you will come again.
我们现在的生活会因为这个盼望被改变。
And that our daily lives in this world may be changed because of our hope.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer and praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. 从马太福音呢的21开始呢，耶稣这一次是他最后进耶路撒冷。
Starting with the 21st chapter,of the Gospel book of Matthew, they are describing the final days of Jesus until he enters into Jerusalem.
21呢是耶稣进耶钉死在十字架前的一个星期。
The 21st chapter records the final days of Jesus before he was crucified.
那么他这次进耶路撒冷以后呢他就宣布他就是天国的君王，他是弥赛亚，他是你们所敬拜的耶和华。
And as he enters into the city of Jerusalem, he proclaimed that he is the king of the coming kingdom of heaven, and he is the Messiah, and he is the Lord our God that we worship.
那他这样子的宣布的之后呢，就是为了他的身份，他最后给人钉死在十字架上。
As a result of his proclamation, he revealed his identity and he was crucified on the cross.
C.S. Lewis 是英国牛津大学跟剑桥大学的教授。
C.S. Lewis was a professor at the England, Oxford and Cambridge universities.
他最出名的书呢，可能大家都有听说过，就是这个 Chronicle of Narnia.
Perhaps you all have heard of the most famous book that he ever wrote, that is by the title of The Chronicles of Narnia.
你知道卖了多少本呢？
Do you know how many copies he sold?
有没有人猜啊？
Anyone wants to guess?
啊 ?60 million, 就是6000万本。
60 million is one guess.
有没有再猜啊？
Any other guess?
这套书卖了1亿本。
And this book was sold for more than 100 million copies.
但是呢，他自己呢，本来不是一个基督徒，他到32岁的时候才信耶稣的。He
was not a Christian until he was 32 years old.
那他面对耶稣呢，在圣经里面宣告说他是神的儿子呢，他有怎样子的看法？
He has the following viewpoint when it comes to Jesus declaring himself as the Son of God.
他说呢，要不然耶稣就是一个骗子，要不然他就是一个疯子，要不然呢，他真的是神的儿子。He
thought that there are only three possibilities, that Jesus is either a liar, a lunatic, or he's truly the Son of God.
那如果耶稣是一个骗子，他的意思就是耶稣自己知道他不是神的儿子，但是他告诉人他是神的儿子，去欺骗人。So
if Jesus was a liar, that meant that Jesus himself knew that he was not the Son of God, and he declared so only to deceive others.
但是你知道骗子都是为了得到利益的吗？
But as we all know, that liars lie to benefit themselves.
所以没有一个正常的人呢，他会为了一个自己编出来的谎话去牺牲自己的生命的。So
there is no such a normal person that would fabricate lies to cost himself his own life.
所以呢，看啊，应该耶稣不是一个骗子。So
therefore, it's highly unlikely that Jesus was a liar.
那么耶稣就可能是一个不正常的一个疯子了。Then
Jesus might be an abnormal lunatic.
这个意思就是呢，耶稣以为自己是神的儿子，但是其实他不是。So
what that meant was that Jesus might have thought or regarded himself as the Son of God, but in actuality he wasn't.
那如果你有读过圣经的时候呢，你就知道耶稣的教训听起来呢不像一个疯子。However,
after you have read through the scriptures, you will come to the realization that Jesus did not sound like a lunatic.
直到现在啊，我们都说耶稣曾经讲过这句话呢，是一句王经的定律。Even
till today, the following statement made by Jesus has been widely regarded as the golden rule.
你可能听过就是这句话，就是你们愿意人怎么待你们，你们也要怎么待人。And
maybe you have heard the statement that do to others what you would have them done to you.
还有呢，如果你看马太福音，你看到22章的时候，就是今天的经文的时候，你就发觉了耶稣宣布他是神的儿子以后啊，他就面对很多人来挑战他。
And maybe after you've gone through the chapter, gone through the Bible, and arriving at today's chapter 22, that you realize that after Jesus had declared himself as the Son of God, that he was confronted by many challengers.
有人用政治的问题去拷问耶稣。
Some would test him with political questions.
就是我们纳税给 凯撒可不可以？
Such as whether we should pay taxes to Caesar.
有人呢，就好像我们今天的经文一样了，他问一个神谁的问题。Some
people would reveal themselves as today's verses indicate that they would do so with a theological question.
死人有没有可能复活？
Whether the dead would have a chance to resurrect.
或者呢，我们下个礼拜会看一条圣经的题目。
And next week, we would look at another challenge related to the Bible.
就是圣经里面所有的律法里面哪一条最重要呢？
And the challenge would involve deciding of all the commandments, which is the greatest commandment in the law.
那无论是政治题，是神学题，或者是圣经题， 耶稣只用一两句话就解决。Whether
it was a political question or a theological one or a biblical one, Jesus was able to answer with a simple sentence or two.
这个不是一个语无伦次的疯子可以做得到的。
And that is not something that an incoherent lunatic could accomplish.
所以耶稣不是一个骗子，也不是一个疯子，那么生下来他一定是神的儿子。
So since Jesus is not a liar and he's not a lunatic, then he must be our Lord, the Son of God.
今天的题目呢是复活的盼望。
Today's topic is the hope of resurrection.
这是耶稣回答人家挑战他第二条问题。
And that is the answer that Jesus provided to the second question that people tested him.
那既然耶稣是神的儿子，他对复活的解释呢，就是一个对我们来说是很重要的。
Since Jesus is the Son of God, then his interpretation on resurrection becomes very important for us.
所以我们就想知道，那么复活对我们今天的生活有什么影响呢？
Then we must decide for ourselves what kind of impact resurrection should have on our daily lives here.
所以呢，22章的开始呢，就好像我说的，之前是有人用一个政治的题目来拷问耶稣。
The beginning of chapter 22, as I had described earlier, was started with Jesus being challenged by political question.
那么这群人失败以后呢，那么23节就讲到了撒都盖人常说没有复活的事，哪天他们来问耶稣。
And when those people had failed, then another group of came, and as verse 23 says that the same day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question.
那撒都盖人是什么人呢？
Who are the Sadducees?
他是耶稣的敌人呢？
They're enemies of Jesus.
但是这群人呢，大部分都是知识或者是犹太人的这些贵族。
Most of these people were either priests themselves or Jewish nobility.
一般人是不能加入他们的。
And normal average folks are not allowed to join them.
在大卫的年代呢，有一个知识叫撒都。
During the era of King David, there was a high priest by the name of Zadok.
很可能呢，这群人呢就是他的后代。
It's highly probable that these people are his descendants.
那当罗马帝国早期控制这个犹大地的时候。
And during the time when Rome ruled the land of Judea,
最初是通过祭司去管理他们的。
That they governed the Jewish people through the priests.
所以撒都盖人呢也是一个政治的团体。
So the Sadducees also are a political organization.
犹太人呢有一个公会叫大公会。
The Jewish people has an organization by the name of Sanhedrin.
这个也是最后定耶稣有罪定十字架的团体，就是这个公会。
And this is the very same organization that condemned Jesus to die on the cross.
这个大公会里面的成员大部分就是撒都盖人。
And most of the members of this Sanhedrin organization were Sadducees.
从宗教的立场来说呢，撒都盖人也是很严严的遵守摩西的律法。
And from a religious standpoint, the Sadducees also followed strictly the Mosaic laws.
但是呢，他们跟法利赛人有一个分别。
But there's a difference between them and the Pharisees.
撒都盖人不相信复活，也不相信天使。
The Sadducees did not believe in resurrection nor the angels.
但是法利赛人呢，两样都相信。
But the Pharisees believed in both.
撒都盖人呢，他以一个神学的问题来挑战耶稣。
The Sadducees challenged Jesus with a theological question.
那么呢，他是希望通过在旧约律法里面有一条呢，是帮助死了的送地立后的一条律法，去证明呢死人复活呢是一个很荒谬的一个神学。
So what they wanted to do is to prove that resurrection is a ridiculous theology by going back to a commandment listed in the Old Testament where the brothers are to help out the dead brothers by marrying their widows to provide offspring for the dead brother.
他们呢就问耶稣说：“从前在我们这里有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻子，没有孩子，撇下次子给兄弟；第二、第三，直到第七个，都是如此。末后妇人也死了。这样当复活的时候，他是七个人当哪一个的次子呢？因为他们都娶过他。”
So now there were seven brothers, they said, among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, and right on down to the seventh. And finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife would she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her?
对于撒都该人来说，如果死人真的复活，
To the Sadducees, if the dead did resurrect,
那么当这个女人复活的时候，岂不是她同时成为七个弟兄的太太吗？
So then, if when the woman finally was resurrected herself, wouldn't she become the wife of all seven brothers?
这个不是一个乱伦的事情吗？
Isn't this a case? Wouldn't this be a case of incest?
所以呢，他觉得这个例子是证明了复活这个事情是一个荒谬的事情了。And
that's why they believe through this example that resurrection is a ridiculous thought.
但是耶稣回答他们说，But
Jesus answered them back.
你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
That you are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God.
你们错了，这句话的意思呢，就是你们被欺骗了。You
are in error, the phrase you are in error means that you have been deceived.
给谁欺骗了？
By whom?
就是他们自己了。By
themselves.
耶稣指出了撒都该人他们不明白圣经。Jesus
pointed out these Sadducees do not understand the scriptures.
因为在但以理书呢，已经告诉我们有关死人复活的教训了。
Because in the book of Daniel, the teaching was already there about resurrection of the dead.
这里说，睡在尘埃中的必有许多人复醒，其中有的永生的，有受受辱，永远被证悟的。The
multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth. Will awake some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt.
那你说这些撒都该人紧握熟识圣经，怎么可能没有念过这句话呢？
So you may wonder, since the Sadducees were so familiar with the Bible, with the scriptures, how could they not know about that particular verse?
因为撒都该人有一个毛病，就是他只接受他们愿意接受的真理。
Because the Sadducees had one problem, which was they would accept only the truth that they were willing to accept.
所以对于撒都该人来说啊，他们只接受摩西五经，就是旧约圣经头五本的圣经。So
to the Sadducees, they would only accept the Pentateuch, which is the first five books. Of the Old Testament.
撒都该人看圣经呢，是一个选择性的一个接受的态度。
When Sadducees read the scriptures, they held an attitude of being selectively accepting the truth.
耶稣提醒我们，这个是一个自己欺骗自己的一个态度。
And Jesus reminds us here that that's an attitude of self-deception.
其实很多人呢，他自己说自己是基督徒，都是用这个态度去读圣经的。And
actually, many self-proclaimed Christians hold the same attitude when they read the Bible.
比方说，有人呢，他把《创世纪》的头三章删掉。
So for example, some people would take out or delete the first three chapters of the book of Genesis.
因为他们觉得神创造天地这个事情不合理。
Because they found that heaven and earth being created by God is an illogical.
有人呢把圣经里面呢有关婚姻的教训删掉。
And some people would take out the teachings on marriage.
有人把教育儿女的教训删掉。
And some people would take out the teachings on educating children.
有多少人去过美国的首都华盛顿的？
How many people have been to the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C.?
那么你有没有去过这个 Jefferson 的 Memorial 啊？
Have you ever been to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial?
有没有去过啊？
Have you been there?
你有没有去过他们里面呢有一个 bookstore 的嘛有一个卖纪念品的一个书店的
Have you been into the souvenir bookstore within the memorial?
那么呢你就发觉了他在这个书店里面有一本叫 Jefferson 的圣经
And you'll find that there is a Bible called the Jefferson Bible.
你知道这个是什么来吧有没有你有没有听过这个圣经呢
Have you ever heard of such Bible? Do you know how it came about?
Jefferson 呢他呢就把在福音书里面呢所有有关耶稣的神迹的这些记载呢都删掉。
So Jefferson himself, had taken out, all the, miracles, recorded in the gospel books.
所以剩下来的这个福音书里面呢只有耶稣的有关道德上面的教训。
So whatever is left is only related to teachings of morality.
他就是一个选择性的一个相信耶稣的相信圣经的一个人。
And so as an example, he was one person that selectively believed in Jesus or believed in the Bible.
面对选择性相信圣经的人
to those who selectively accept the Bible.
我想这些人自己问自己一个问题。
And I would ask these people to ask themselves a question.
究竟谁是神呢?
At the end of the day, who is God?
是你自己呢还是耶和华呢?
Are you the God or is our Lord the God?
耶稣指着撒都该人呢他说你们不晓得神的大能。
Jesus also point to the Sadducees that and saying that that you do not know the power of God.
你知道我从前呢，向我爸爸传福音，讲到死人复活的时候呢，他都会笑我。
Maybe you know that when I was sharing the gospel with my father, and then he would always be laughing at me when we started talking about resurrection of the dead.
他说啊。如果死人真的复活，那么地球不是超载吗
？Wouldn't the earth be overloaded if all the dead were resurrected？
或者他会说，死人都死掉了，你的骨头都化了，哪里找回你的身体、你的手、你的脚使你复活呢
？So after people died, their bones become fragmented.Then where do you find the hand, the feet to put a person back together?
那其实呢，这个就是我们人不明白神的大能。
And that point of view is exactly the result of people not understanding the power of God.
这个其实跟撒都该人的是完全一样。
And that's exactly just like the Sadducees.
那撒都该人问这条问题，你听起来是很合理。
And when the Sadducees first brought up this question, it may seem quite reasonable on the surface.
但是你有没有想过，其实这条问题背后有一个就是假设。
But you have to realize there's an implicit assumption behind this question.
这个就是呢，复活以后的人生呢，跟今天的人生是差不多一样。
And that implicit assumption is that the life after resurrection is not that different from the life we have on earth.
所以他以为呢，如果我今生是跟你是夫妻，那么我死后复活以后，我跟你也是一个夫妻。
So, for example, what that means in this case is that, that if we are couples, here on earth today, that we will be couples eventually in heaven.
那我们中国人尤其相信这个事情。
That us Chinese especially, behold that thought.
我们以为死后的世界只是现在的世界的一个延续。
We believe that the afterworld is an extension of life on this earth.
我们都看过很多人拜祭他们死了的亲人嘛。
We have all seen many people performing religious rites to celebrate their deceased relatives.
他们拜祭的时候笑什么呢？我们小的时候，你小的时候我见到了，是笑什么？就是笑这些。我们说金银元宝。
So do you know what kind of things they would burn for their deceased relatives? When I was younger, they used to burn these paper gold and silver ingots.
后来他们笑什么
？Do you know what they burned after that?
后来我就发觉啊，他们就是烧这些房子啊、车子的是这些东西了嘛。
And then I realized they after that they start to burn paper houses and paper cars.
但是现在如果你去香港啊，过去十年呢、啊、里面，他们不烧这些了。
Now if you had been back to Hong Kong within the last 10 years or so, you'll realize.They stopped burning even those things.
你知道他们烧什么？
Do you know what they burn now?
就是烧信用卡啊，苹果手机啊这些啊。
So they start to burn Apple cell phones.
你看他我们的观念就是死后的世界只是今天的世界的延续。
So our concept is that the afterworld.Is only an extension of life on this earth.
但是耶稣指出，其实永生跟今生是完全不一样。
But Jesus has pointed out that eternal life is completely different from life on this earth.
三十节说，当复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
The verse 30 says that at the resurrection, people will neither marry.Nor be given in marriage, they will be like the angels in heaven.
路加福音呢解释，人不娶不嫁的原因是因为他们不能再死。
And the Gospel Book of Luke explained that the reason that that resurrected dead will not marry or be given into marriage is because they cannot die anymore.
那人既然不死了，你就不需要通过生孩子来维持人类的存在。
If mankind does not die anymore, then you no longer have to be married to give birth to children to sustain human existence.
那么你不需要生孩子的时候，你当然也不需要就是结婚了。
And of course, you no longer have to be married if you don't have to give birth to children anymore.
那当你误解死后的世界的时候呢，只是会影响你今天怎么生活在这个世界上面。
If you misunderstand how the life in the afterworld is like, it would greatly impact how you live your life in this world.
第一个影响呢，我听过很多不信主的人跟我说。就是这个成为他们不愿意上天堂的原因。
The first impact is something that I've heard from many non-believers as to the reason why they don't want to go to heaven.
他们告诉我们
they tell us,
他的配偶啊是还没信耶稣。
That their spouse did not believe in Jesus.
那么按照你们所说，你的圣经所说，不信耶稣的人就下地狱。
And according to your Bible, the non-believers will go to hell.
那么他们就说，我情愿跟我的配偶或者我的亲戚一起下地狱，我不愿意一个人上天堂。
And therefore, I would not want to go to heaven alone. I would much rather go to hell with my spouse or my relatives.
那他们这个不单只不明白耶稣所说，只是死亡就把婚姻这个关系解开了。
So they clearly did not understand that, as Jesus has pointed out, that death dissolves a marriage.
还有他不明白地狱其实是一个监狱。
And they also do not understand that hell is actually a prison.
我想问你，世上有哪一个监狱呢是犯人可以选择跟谁在一起的呢？
Let me ask you, which prison is one where the criminals can decide how they want to, whom they want to stay together.
对复活的误解也影响我们基督徒。
Misunderstanding about resurrection also impacts us Christians.
会影响我们不渴望上天堂。
It would affect us so that we do not desire to go to heaven.
虽然基督徒相信天堂存在，但是我们不想马上去。
Even though we know about the, although even though we believe in the existence of heaven, but we do not want to go to heaven right away.
就好像我现在问你，那我们现在马上可以上天堂，有多少人会跟着我去啊？
So, for example, let me ask you, if I propose that we can go to heaven, right here, right now, how many of us would come with me?
我们大概都会，我们不想马上去。
Many of us probably would not want to go right away.
Wheaton College 魏顿大学的教授 Wade Martin 呢，他指出啊，这个是因为我们对天堂的一些误解。
Professor Dr. Martindale, Dr. Martindale pointed out, Dr. Martindale from Wheaton College pointed out that that's all because of our misunderstanding about resurrection.
那当你对天堂有误解，当你对复活有误解的时候，那么天堂对你来说就不吸引了。
Heaven would not be attractive or appealing to you if you have misunderstanding or misconception about heaven and resurrection.
比如说，当我们想到人在天堂干什么的。
So sometimes we will think about what people would do in heaven.
你告诉我，人在天堂干什么？
So tell me what people would do in heaven.Anyone?
人在天堂干什么？
What do people do in heaven?
唱诗敬拜吗？ OK.
Singing hymns and worshiping God.
那么就是主日崇拜没有结束了。
So that's a Sunday worship without ending.
那么岂不是慢死人吗？
Wouldn't that bore everybody to death?
我现在已经看什么时候结束了。
I have already looked at my watch a few times to see what time it is.
将来谁受得了啊？
And who can tolerate that?
还有哦，就是有人说，在天堂里面不是人拿着一个竖琴在弹琴吗？
So in heaven, wouldn't we all be holding a harp to praise?
妈妈每天逼我练琴已经这么苦了，将来在天堂岂不是更苦吗？
It's already very painful for my mother to force me to practice piano every day. How can I do that for eternity?
对复活的误解会产生第三个影响，就是呢，你舍不得现在的世界。
A misconception about resurrection will produce the third impact, which is for one not wanting to give up this world.
当 Dr. Martindale 看到今天的经文的时候，
When Dr. Martindale saw today's verses,
耶稣讲到了复活的人是没有榨取的。
The verses talk about that the resurrected would not be involved in marriage.
他的反应就是什么？天堂是没有性的亲密的吗？
So his reaction was, what? There's no sexual intimacy in heaven?
你知道有很多基督徒是怎样去祷告的。
And do you realize that many Christians will pray as follows?
他说，主啊，在我还没结婚之前，请你不要回来。
Lord, please do not return before I get married.
那当一个基督徒又不渴望天堂的来临，又舍不得这个世界。
So when a Christian, who on one hand, does not want to give up this world, and on the other hand does not desire the coming of heaven.
那么他必定有第四个影响，就是呢，他不会过一个客旅的一个人生。
And then he'll be impacted by the fourth factor, which he does not want to live a life, as a foreigner.
圣经说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
The Bible has told us that, the Bible has said that, dear friends, I urge you as foreigners and exiles.
基督徒是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是我们耶稣基督从天上降临。
That Christians have our citizenship in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, our Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经吩咐我们，我们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
And the Bible also commands us to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things.
但是当你误解这个复活的时候，你 自然你就会觉得地上的生活很舒服。
However, when you misunderstand resurrection, then you're going to find life on earth to be too comfortable.
你不会思念上面的事。
You will not miss things above.
你也不会渴望耶稣的再来。
And you will not crave for Jesus' return.
最后我们会效法地上的人的生活。
And then finally, we would end up copying or following the worldly lives.
这个完全都是因为我们以为天堂就是我们现在的生活的延续。
And that's all because we mistook heaven as an extension of life on earth.
当你有这些误解的时候，你就会做很多错误的决定。
And that's why you will make many mistaken decisions when you have those misconceptions.
那不单止耶稣指出了撒都盖人对复活的误解。
So Jesus not only pointed out the Sadducees' misconceptions about resurrection.
从31节里面，主耶稣指出复活的确据。
In verse 31, Jesus pointed out the proof of resurrection.
31节说，论到死人复活，神在经上像你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？他说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that God has said to you, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
耶稣知道撒都该人呢，只相信摩西五经。
So Jesus knew that the Sadducees only believed in the Pentateuch.
所以他引用了32节的这句话，就是从出埃及记里面出来，就是摩西五经里面出来。
And that's why he quoted these two verses that came from the Exodus, which is one of the books in the Pentateuch.
但是为什么我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，能够证明我们的神是不是死人的神，是活人的神呢？
Why would the statement that says I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob prove that our God is the God of the living but not the God of the dead?
那你知道呢，这句话是神向摩西显现的时候所讲的话。
And you must realize that this is a statementthat God said to Moses when he appeared to him.
这句话已经距离亚伯拉罕有三四百年的时间。
And this was stated 300 or 400 years after Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各已经死了很多很多年。
So at that point, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had died for many years already.
那既然呢，这三位列祖呢都已经死了。
And since these three patriarchs had died already,
按照 文法来说，神应该说我曾经是他们的神，或者说我从前是他们的神。
So grammatically speaking, God should have said, I had been their God, or I used to be their God.
但是神没有用一个过去式去讲这句话，反而呢是用一个现在时来表明呢他跟这三个列祖的关系。
But however, God did not use past tense, to express this relationship. Instead, he used the present tense to talk about his relationship with these three patriarchs.
所以耶稣根据这个现在时的这个文法就证明呢这三位列祖虽然死了，但是他现在一定是复活了。
So based on the present tense grammar, Jesus told these people that these the three patriarchs must have been resurrected and they are alive today.
所以耶稣的结论就是神是活人的神。
And that's why Jesus' conclusion that that God is the God of living.
所以你看见呢耶稣读圣经的态度跟撒都盖人是完全不一样。
So from this you can see that Jesus' attitude in reading scriptures is completely different from Sadducees' attitude.
撒都盖人是选择性读圣经。
The Sadducees read the scriptures selectively.
耶稣是我圣经里面所有东西他都接受。
And Jesus, however, accepted everything within the scriptures.
但是他耶稣不单只接受圣经里面的意思哦，他连这个文法，连这些字他都接受。
Jesus not only accepted the meanings of these words, but he also accepted the grammar of these words as well.
我们是主的门徒。
We are disciples of our Lord.
所以我们应该学习耶稣读经的态度。
And therefore, we should copy the Jesus' attitude in terms of reading the scriptures.
就是全面接受圣经。
And that attitude is to accept the scriptures in its entirety.
我们应该更努力去读经。
That we should read the scriptures more diligently.
我们读经的时候应该更留心圣经的内容。
And when we do read the scriptures, we need to pay more attention to its content.
还有当耶稣引用啊，神是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神来证明死人复活。
And also when Jesus quoted that, that the God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, to prove resurrection of the dead,
我们就要问一个问题，为什么他们三个人必须要复活呢？
Then we must ask the following question as to why these three people must resurrect.
因为神要完成他对亚伯拉罕的应许。
Because God wants to fulfill his promises to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕神应许亚伯拉罕，我要给迦南地给你。
God had promised Abraham that he was going to give over the land of Canaan.As a possession to Abraham.
但是亚伯拉罕还没得到他就死掉了。
But Abraham had died, before he gained possession.
神为了他的顺用，亚伯拉罕必须要复活，他的应许才可以实现。
And as God cared about his own credibility, in order for his promises to be fulfilled, then Abraham must be resurrected.
这一点帮助我们了解天堂的真正意义。
And this point helps us understand the true meaning of heaven.
天堂不是我们今生的一个延续。
Heaven is not an extension of our life on earth.
它是神所有的应许的实现。
It is the total fulfillment of God's all promises.
圣经有一卷书叫希伯来书里面这样子讲。
And in the Bible, there's a book by the name of Hebrews, and it says the following.
他说我们地上的东西啊，只是天上的食物的一个影儿。
That it talks about that things on earth is only a copy or a shadow of things in heaven.
所以换句话说，天堂的东西才是食物，地上的东西只是一个虚幻的一个影儿。
In other words,Heaven is the true reality, and things on earth are only a copy or a shadow of what's in heaven.
所以你下一次你去吃自助餐的时候
So next time when you go eat the buffet
你吃完以后你觉得很满足
And you became totally satisfied after you finished buffet
那么你要知道将来你在天堂里面的满足会超过你吃自助餐的一千万倍
And then you need to realize at that point that the satisfaction coming from being in heaven is 10 million timesof the satisfaction that one would gain from a buffet line.
同样道理，虽然天堂是没有婚姻这个关系的。
By the same analogy, even though there's no such thing as marriage life in heaven,
但是天堂里的关系为彼此夫妻的性的亲密更让人兴奋。
But the relationships in heaven is even more excitingthan sexual intimacy in a married relationship.
因为耶稣全然相信圣经。
Because Jesus believes the scriptures in totality.
他就知道神所有的应许都会实现。
So he knows with certainty that all of God's promises will be fulfilled.
他为了这个盼望的时候圣经说他因那摆在他前面的喜乐就轻看受辱忍受了十字架的苦难并坐在神的宝座的右边
And based on that hope therefore as the Bible says for the joy set before him he endured the cross scorning its shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God
求神帮助我们 不要贪爱这个好像幻影的这个世界
And we pray to God that he will help usNot lusting after this shadowy world.
帮助我们好像圣经所说仰望为我们信心唱词成中的耶稣
And help us, as the Bible says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith.
我们最后一同祷告
And let's pray together.
天天父我们谢谢你的信息
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your message.
因为所有你对在圣经里面的应许都会有一天在天堂里面实现。
And because all of your promises